Hey folks, Pastor Drew Sagawa of Calvary Chapel at the Cross, and I want to share with you from Romans chapter 1, here starting from verse 18. It says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because, although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and birds, and four-footed animals, and creeping things." That's Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 23. And so, Father in heaven, we ask that you would open up our hearts, our minds, our understanding of these things from Romans chapter 1. Help us to believe and receive the fact that you do exist and the Bible is your holy word. Please speak to us, for we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so here we have the Apostle Paul writing to us about the existence of God. God reveals himself to all people through all creation, and some may choose to suppress the truth of the fact that God exists. Why? Because if people believe that God exists, well, now I'm going to be accountable to him. Now I have to do what he says, and the Bible is his word. I have to obey the Bible. And so people don't want to believe that. So David wrote in Psalm 14, many years ago, verse 1, he wrote, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt, they have done abominable works, there is none who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek God. They have all turned aside, they have together become corrupt. There is none who does good, no, not one." So this is what David wrote, and it's foolish to think there is no God. Because even as Romans chapter 1 declares, God has revealed his existence to all people through his creation. That's right. All you have to do is see what God had created. You can understand by looking at creation, there must have been a creator. Even in things like our DNA, we see that it's a program. Thus, there must have been a programmer. We could not have evolved. It's not even remotely possible. So God teaches us here that there's a progression that mankind goes through if a person were to choose to suppress the truth of God's existence and not believe the biblical account of what God says through his word. If they reject the truth, they suppress the truth of God's existence and of God's word, we're going to see a progression of what tends to happen with all people. And so he's going to show us here. He's going to tell us that what they do is they suppress the truth, but what happens is they are going to not glorify him. They didn't glorify God as creator. Okay, they're not going to glorify him as the God that created them. You see, you and I, we are created by God. The main reason why he created us is to glorify God and to worship God. But if people reject the existence of God, they're not going to fulfill the main reason, the main purpose why God created them, the reason why they're in existence. It's not for self, but to glorify God and to worship God. And so what happens is, as they slide down this slippery slope, they are not going to glorify him with their lives. What's next? He says here, nor were thankful. They're going to be unthankful. So let's say God gives a person a job, and now they've got income, now they've got money. Instead of using their money to say thank you, God, giving back to God, or even utilizing their money, their resources, their funds to further things for God, thereby saying thank you, they're going to choose to not say thank you to God. That's how people in the world are. Or let's say someone gets sick. We've all been sick. I've gone through so many colds throughout my life. I've gone through COVID twice, at least, that I know of. And I would pray, God, help me, God, heal me. And he has, and he does. So what I need to do is I need to continue to be thankful. Thank you, God, for getting me through this. Thank you for getting me through COVID. What about every time that God has healed you? Do you thank him that he has healed you, even from a cold? So what happens is people get sick, God heals them from cold, from flus, from various illnesses. Many of us have gone to the edge of death even, and God has rescued us. God has healed us. So God rescues each of us from so many things, but people in the world, if they suppress the truth that God exists and they don't believe that the Bible is God's word, well, what happens? They're not going to be thankful to God when they get healed, when they physically have their body recover from things. Okay, so this is what tends to happen. They're going to be unthankful. They're going to have foolish thoughts. They're going to become futile in their thoughts. This speaks of thoughts that will come from the outside that they start to accept now. They're going to have foolish thoughts. And what happens, even as the mind becomes foolish, well, then their hearts will become foolish. Their foolish hearts, what happens to them? They're going to get darkened hearts. Their hearts are going to be not soft and permeable by God. Not humble, but they'll be in a place where the hearts are hard. And how about you? Have you ever had a hard heart before God? I bet you have. I have many times. And what I need to do is to continue to allow God to soften my heart. Okay, but this is what tends to happen as people move further and further away from God. They have foolish thoughts. Their hearts become darkened. They're going to become fools. It says, professing to be wise, they became fools. By the way, the word for become fools is the word moreno. It's the word where we get in English, moron. That's where the word moron comes from. Professing to become to be wise, they become moreno. They become fools, is what God says here. And change the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man. So what happens even further is, you see, people are going to start to worship idols. And you and I are created to worship. And we will worship someone or something. Even it could be people on stage that sing and present themselves well from a minute to 5 minutes. And they go on shows like American Idol. Why? Because they want to be idolized. And people in the crowd always want to idolize a superstar or something. You see it all over the media, the news, and just about everywhere you look. We, as human beings, we are created to worship. We're going to worship someone or something, whether it's an entertainer, someone in music, someone in movies, like movie stars. We are just going to worship and idolize someone or something if it's not the God of the Bible. So when our hearts and our thoughts become darkened, we're going to start to worship something that we create instead of worshiping the Creator who is incorruptible, instead of worshiping God himself. And that's something that we have to be careful of. And so continue on, it says in verse 24, it says, therefore God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for, notice, the lie. In the Greek original language, the lie is written in the definite article. And this speaks of it's the lie. They exchanged the truth of God for the lie. And what lie is that? This is the lie that goes back to the lie in the Garden of Eden. What is that? Where in the Genesis account of creation and the fall of mankind, where Satan himself, the serpent, comes to Eve to deceive her. What does he say? Did God really say that? He casts doubt upon our faith in specifically in faith in God's word. Did God really say that? And that still happens today, right? And the lie is that what? That if she would partake of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, she can be what? She can be like God. And so this is the lie that comes from the Garden of Eden that started there and still perpetuates today. What is that lie? That you can be your own God. You don't have to be accountable to God. You don't have to listen to his word. And this is the lie. They exchange the truth of God for the lie. What is that? That you would become your own God. Ultimately, that you would worship Satan. That's exactly what Satan wants. This is what happens when people suppress the truth of the existence of God, who has revealed himself in all of creation and even in the new creation that he exhibits, expresses himself through the born-again child of God, the Christian. Others see that and they suppress the truth. No, God doesn't exist. No, the Bible is not his word. And they rebel against that, and this is that slippery slope of what tends to happen as a person denies God. These are the results. They're going to exchange the truth of God for what? For the lie. And they're going to worship and serve the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. So we got to be careful of this, guys, of being deceived into believing that God does not exist, although he reveals himself through his creation. And then what will happen is that person suppresses the truth of God. They exchange the truth of God for what? For the lie. And they're going to worship and serve the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. People are going to worship and serve someone or something. If not the God of the Bible, they're going to worship something that they will create by themselves. And so here's how far that darkened heart and those foolish thoughts can lead a person. Let's continue reading from Romans 1, verse 26 and on. It says, "For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature." This is what we call lesbianism. Verse 27, "Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another, men with men committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error which was due." Romans 1, verses 26 and 27. So this is, in verse 27, this is what is called homosexuality today. So when people reject the God of the Bible, and even in the Genesis account of creation, they don't believe that God exists. They're suppressing the truth, Romans 1 says. They exchange the truth of God for the lie. They don't believe and they don't want to receive the fact that God is a creator, that God exists. They reject God's word, the Bible. They'll therefore reject the Genesis account of creation. And in Genesis chapter 1, just the very first chapter of the Bible, here's what God says. Verse 26, "Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." Notice, God made man. "Let us make man in our image." Verse 27, so God created, again, God created. God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. God created them male and female, Adam and Eve. Verse 28, then God blessed them and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." So if a person doesn't believe in the Genesis account of creation, it's because they're suppressing the truth, as Romans chapter 1 teaches us. Because the truth is that God created man and woman as, quote, male and female. Genesis 1 verse 27. God created man as male and female. That's what he did in creating mankind. And what did God do? This is the first marriage when he brought together Adam and Eve. What happens in the covenant of marriage? God blesses them, and God says to them, be fruitful and multiply. So God commends men and women in the covenant of marriage by saying, be fruitful and multiply. So it is a biological impossibility for a man to be fruitful and multiply with another man. It should go without saying, but in today's day and age, we have to basically state this. It's also a biological impossibility for a woman to, quote, be fruitful and multiply with another woman. It makes perfect sense, okay? It's very simple. Sad that we have to mention this today in this day and age. So what you see here on this little chart here, or the slide, is these are the reproductive organs that come with what? Come with a female for a woman. Okay? Note this. Biological males, or those that have the XY chromosome, do not have properly functioning reproductive organs. Only biological females do, those that have the XX chromosome. So this shouldn't have to be stated, but today we have to state that a man does not have a properly functioning uterus. No man does. Men do not have ovaries. Men do not have human eggs. Men do not have a fallopian tube. Men do not have a cervix. And men do not have many of the other things that are necessary to be what? Fruitful and multiply. Therefore, it is a biological impossibility for a man to get pregnant. Someone that is a male, someone with the XY chromosome, a man, he cannot get pregnant. He does not have the biological things that are necessary. He does not have the reproductive organs. Therefore, it is impossible. It is a biological impossibility for a man to get pregnant. Okay, so for the biological males out there, don't try to get pregnant. It will never work. It just simply won't work. Sad to say that we got to say this in this day and age. So that's what happens as a result of a person who suppresses the truth of God's existence. They reject God, therefore they don't want to be accountable. They reject the Bible, therefore they do not believe it is God's word. They don't believe in the Genesis account of creation. They refuse to believe God created them. Their heart gets darkened. Their thoughts become foolish. And they keep sliding down this slippery slope. They get to the point even where they reject the fact that God told a man and a woman, a male and a female, and where God blessed them. They reject the blessing of God and the covenant of marriage, where God commanded them to be fruitful and multiply, and they cannot be fruitful. A man with another man cannot be fruitful and multiply. A woman, a biological female, cannot be fruitful and multiply with another biological female. It is just simply that simple. They cannot be fruitful and multiply. All right, so continuing on, as we finish out the chapter, Romans chapter 1, verse 28 and on, it says, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind, to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality. All right, so I need to state this. Homosexuality is a sin against God. Lesbianism is a sin against God. Heterosexual sin outside marriage is a sin against God. Any sex outside the covenant of marriage between one man and one woman is a sin against God. Sexual immorality is something that it's not just for what we might call homosexuality or lesbianism. Again, before coming to salvation through Jesus Christ, I was in massive sin against God with many things. And so this is not something where we're just going to bash on certain people. We live in a fallen world. All of us have fallen. All of us have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We just read about that in Psalm chapter 14, okay, quoting David. There is none who does good. And even Paul's going to write about that in this book called Romans in chapter 3. There is none that does good. All of us have sinned. All of us live in a fallen, sinful world. We all have to confess our sins before God and repent from them, seeking salvation through Jesus Christ and the forgiveness of sins, each and every one of us. All right, so let's understand that. So sexual immorality, continuing on here, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness, they are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. So thus we conclude the chapter we call chapter 1 in Romans chapter 1. So again, we live in a fallen world. Any of us that are involved in sexual immorality, these are sins against God. And what we need to do, where each and every one of us are at, is we need to not suppress the truth of God's existence. We need to believe and receive the Bible, even as he says it is the word of truth. The Bible is the word of truth. And God, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, he's called the Spirit of Truth, who points us to who? To Jesus, who is the way and the truth and the life. There's no one that's going to come to the Heavenly Father but by and through Jesus, Messiah, who died on the cross for our sins and your sins and mine. We need to believe and receive that and not suppress the truth. We need to be people that keep preaching God's word of truth and standing for God's word of truth. The church is the pillar and ground of the truth, Paul teaches in 1 Timothy chapter 3. So the church must stand upon God's truth today and every day. God's word is the word of truth. Let's continue to read God's word. Let's continue to apply God's word. Let's continue to teach and preach God's word to this lost and dying world. And so, Father, we ask that you would please open up our understanding of these things. Help us to not suppress the truth, but to receive your word of truth, to surrender to the work of your Spirit in our hearts, in our minds. Keep our hearts soft. Break down our hard hearts, Lord, and continue to do your work in and through us for your glory and yours alone. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So God bless you guys. We'll see you next time.